The Burt Show.
Another bit of controversy on the show here. Kristen really wants to win a competition that means nothing.
I do too, and I ended up screwing myself because I don't know how all of you ended up with five guys, and I only ended up with four hot guys. But anyway, I digress. Abby, you're the one that created this. Cassie was the one that remembered it so we can do recall to see who won the hot guy draft.
So back in the spring, I decided to do a hot guy Hollywood draft where I created my own scoring system where after we chose a team of hot men, at the end of the year, we would see who had the best year for their hot guy team. So this point system included 5 points for every project this person was in 2024. So they had to be booked and busy. They got to be employed. 5 points for every shirtless post of themselves on social media in 2024. They would get 5 points for every wholesome post with their friends or family or their mom or their animals in 2024. But then there was also a deduction system. So they would be subtracted 5 points for every scandal they were involved with in 2024. They would get subtracted 5 points for any weird selfies and mirror selfies, because I don't like those. Give me the ick. And if they were canceled at any point on the internet, they would get minus 100 points.
All right. The guys that I picked in this draft so clearly was I misjudged, because they all suck. I mean, none of them have been hot this year at all. None of them, okay? So my first guy, this was a slam dunk, right? Michael B. Jordan, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be right up there. First of all, dude barely even worked this year. And the first category is how many projects have there been?
Yeah.
Nothing. No movies from Michael B. this year.
That man went through a rough breakup with Lori Harvey.
Man.
He needed a minute.
He got 10 points for shirtless posted themselves on social in 2024. What a waste. Come on, dude. When you look that good, every other picture should be shirtless. You let me down, man. Every wholesome post with friends and family, he was good at that. Three. So I got 70 for him. Timothy Chalamet had two movies and then I got skunked on everything else.
He's not big on posting the shirtless photos?
No, not at all.
Or family photos?
But at least he's on social,
mm-hmm.
where Damson Idris got me 0 points.
What?
Nothing.
You
didn't do
anything?
No pot, no projects, no selfies, no social, like hardly anything on social. Then there was Eric Dane, who I thought, all right, older dude, he's still a good-looking guy, man, right? Uh-huh. This bitch isn't even on social. Okay. He had two projects, so he got me like 20 points there. Then there was Brad Pitt, who is the classic hot guy in Hollywood. No social. He did have 8 producing credits. He didn't star in any movies this year, but he got me some points for that. But I also think he was in a scandal, and I think to some people, he probably got canceled.
He had one movie.
Oh,
Wolfs with George Clooney came out on Apple TV.
Oh, that was good.
I count that.
All right.
So throw you some points.
And I think 100, minus 100 for canceled because of that whole thing that went down with Angelina Jolie and the way he's handled that with his kids and stuff like that. Some people are like, I'll never watch his movie ever again. So my guys suck.
All right, I think I schooled all you guys, so I want to wait. So I'm gonna pass to Cassie.
Okay. So my first one, I stole John Krasinski from Abby. I know he's her fave.
Love him.
He was also only in 2 projects this year. Signed a bunch for next year, but this one only 2. I did have a question. No shirtless selfies, but does being named sexiest man alive count?
I think there almost should have been like a trump card. Like if they were named sexiest man of the year, like you should get like 100 points.
Okay, I'll count it as 5 to be fair, since this is on the fly. So he got me 35 points. I had Henry Golding, who you'll remember is a British Asian actor from Crazy Rich Asians. He had 5 projects this year and he did 12 friend and family posts. So he got me 85 points.
Wow.
My guy, David Harbour, 3 projects and 2 picks. So not very active on social, only got me 25 points. I had Chris Evans, 3 projects, 2 picks, 25 points. But I had my 5th guy, hot guy, I think might have clinched me a close win. We'll see what Kristen comes up with. Because this guy had 2 projects, 25 picks with friends and family.
Whoa.
2 shirtless picks. Unfortunately, he also posted a stupid selfie of himself in a riding costume. He hit a dock with a boat. He ordered a gift while on Ambien and forgot he did it. So there's negative 15 right there. And he hit his garage door again. So there's negative 20. But Burt Weiss got me 125 points this year.
Dang.
Wow.
So what is your grand total?
Grand total, 305 points.
Burt Weiss crushed Burt Weiss.
All right, so I had Jay Ellis, mostly known at, from Insecure. He did all right for me. He had a lot of wholesome pictures. He actually was the most active of all of the guys I had. He got me 20 points there, and he took a couple shirtless pics, which one I had to ask Abby about because he was in like this weird, it looks like a hospital picture almost, but his shirt is up and two nipples out. Abby said it counts. So I'm going to take that. He got me 45 in total. Usher was clearly my star player by far. He had a very busy year since the Super Bowl. Yeah. Took 9 shirtless pics. The man likes to have his shirt off. Mm-hmm. And 8 pictures that were of him and his wife. So Usher got me in total 105 points.
Whoa.
He crushed. Ryan Gosling, not so much. He is not active on social at all. He got me 1 shirtless pic, 1 wholesome pic. And he hasn't really been active this year. He only had 1 movie that I saw. Jeremy Allen White did even less than that. He only has, The Bear? I got that on there, and he took, like, 1 shirtless pick, and it was almost more than shirtless. It was a lot. I should have doubled up on that one. And then Shamar Moore was last for me. He only had 1 shirtless pick, which I feel like you, Bert, that's a waste. The man used to never have a shirt on. He got SWAT. That's all he really could give me. He did have 10 wholesome pictures. He loves taking pictures with his daughter, which that worked out for me well. So he got me 65 points. So in total between them all, I got 260.
Okay. I'll start from lowest score to highest score. So I was really excited about this pick because I feel like this guy is going to be the hot guy for girls in the next couple of years because the Gen Zers love Marcelo Hernandez from SNL. He is so cute and funny. He's very handsome. He's enchanting. He's winsome, if you will. But the only project he was in this year was SNL, and he doesn't really post on social, so he only gave me 5 points. My next one was Charles Melton, who wasn't in any projects, but he did post a lot of shirtless photos on his socials. Thank God, the women. Thank you, Charles Melton. But he only gave me 25 points. Then I had Henry Cavill, who I thought was going to be a slam dunk. He was in a couple of projects, posted some wholesome things with friends and family and castmates, so he got me to 40 points. Darren Barnett from the Anyone But You movie and also Never Have I Ever. I don't think he was in any projects this year, but he did post a lot on social media with lots of friends and family, lots of shirtless photos. I got 45 points from him. And then my top dog was none other than Glenn Powell, who was in like 700 movies this year, posted a lot of things on social media. He gave me 110 points, nice. Coming to a grand total of 225.
Well done. Well done.
All right, again, somehow I only ended up with 4 instead of 5 dudes.
Let me address that. Okay. So we discovered this morning, I didn't even realize it yesterday, when I put together the list, I went back through the list to the audio. So, Cassie, you know how you pick Bert to be your last player?
Uh-huh.
We actually left 2 celebrities on the board. We were
choosing from a list.
We were so in a hurry. We left Chris Briney and Chris Pine on the list.
Why did one of you guys pick me over Chris Pine?
So I think the only reason Bert got picked is because we forgot about those two.
It was hard to follow who got chosen, and we didn't. It was just hard to follow.
I picked Bert on purpose. I distinctly remember. No, I really did, because I was like, this could either make or break it. And it made it.
You're going for the win.
Yeah. If Kristen wins this thing, she's doing it with 1 less person than you guys had.
All right, so I had Zac Efron, and he was in Ricky Stenicki in A Family Affair, so that got me 10 points. He had 2 shirtless photos on Insta, 2 shirtless photos on Facebook, so that got me 20. He also had a couple of family posts. There was that one scandal about his jawline and people saying about all the plastic surgery. So Zac Efron got me 55 points. I also had Jamie Dornan. He only had 1 project, and he only had 1 shirtless Insta photo, so that was 10 points.
The thing about this list, more than anything else before you go on, is I've just assumed that these guys and women were making movies all the time, constantly in production, and I was shocked by how little they actually were.
Yes. 1 movie a year?
Yeah.
I also had Michael Ealy. He had 3 projects, which was nice. No shirtless pics, no family pics, and we also had the scandal with Megan Good slamming the viral clip of Michael Ealy seemingly ignoring her boyfriend, Jonathan Majors, so he ended up getting me 10. But in comes the big daddy, Chris Hemsworth, who loves social media, who loves being shirtless, and who loves his family. He was in 5 projects, and that got me 25.
He had 9 shirtless photos on Insta, 9 on Facebook, 4 on TikTok. He had 28 family photos on Insta and Facebook. There was 2 scandals. Some video he did with Mr. Beast and something he did with his wife promoting travel to Abu Dhabi. So that took me down minus 10. But when you add up all of his Instagram, like all of his social media, 405 10. Points.
Whoa! Well played with only 4 players.
I got 480, baby!
Well done.
Nice. Well done. Nicely done.
She'd been talking about this for an hour. She wanted this win so badly. You got it.
Thank you.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.